الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله العظيم. My most honorable brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, every society, a community, a nation is made up of individuals. We are a congregation at this moment, and we are made up of individual musallis. Together we form a jama'ah. Like that, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made up of individuals. And each individual is absolutely precious, priceless, most important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "An-nasu ma'adin." People are like mines. كَمَعَادِنِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ Like the mines of gold and silver. A person digs deep into a mine. He finds precious stones. Priceless stones. He finds gold, he finds silver. Minerals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam likened you and I, the entire ummah, like these precious minerals. Gold, silver, each one is so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one plays an important role in the upliftment of this ummah, this society, this nation, which is so honored in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted you and I to uplift one another, to show this ukhuwah, this brotherhood. In various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, in various ayat of the Quran Majid, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Verily, the mu'mineen, the believers, are brothers. We have ukhuwah, and to show this ukhuwah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example, and he physically demonstrated to the sahaba by placing his fingers of one hand into the other like this, showing the bond that the ummah is cemented. We are joined like one body, one wall which is cemented, bricks upon bricks. There's a layer of bricks, and upon which is another layer of bricks, and upon which is another layer of bricks, making it a wall. But in between there's cement. And this is keeping the bricks together, united. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Tuba, glad tidings be, لِمَنْ جَعْلَهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ مِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرِّ." This should be a lesson for all of us every day of our life. It's a lengthy hadith, in which Rasulullah was mentioned that Allah has got treasures in this world. Treasures of khair, of goodness, virtue, good values, values, Islamic beliefs. We have the most beautiful beliefs and the only correct beliefs and values, etiquettes, mannerisms. We have got so much to offer those who have not yet embraced Islam. تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Rasulullah says, "Tara al-mu'minina fi tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim وتوادهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إن اشتكى عضوا منه تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. What a beautiful hadith. He says that you see the Muslim Ummah, the believing nation, في تراحمهم, when they show mercy to one another, وتوادهم, and in their wood, the muhabbah to one another, and the compassion for one another, like one body, one human body. If there is any limb that is in pain, perhaps the eye or the head, تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ, the entire, the remaining part of the body, the hands, the feet, all the other limbs will respond, how? To this one limb that is feeling some pain. The remaining parts of the body will respond and call out to this part of the body which is inflicted with pain. بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى, with restlessness. You become sleepless. وَالْحُمَّى, and with fever. We have a headache. A person has extracted his tooth. Whole night he is unable to sleep well. He feels feverish. Exactly in the same way. When any part or any individual in the ummah is suffering any pain, the entire ummah should feel that pain and respond to the pain of this person by assisting the person, by making dua for the person, showing compassion, showing rahmah, showing mercy. These are the beautiful teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he entrenched in the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, young and old, males and females. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, a youngster, he was only 10 years old when he started serving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his khadim. And for 10 solid years he served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And during this period of his service, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Ya bunayya, in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al wa dhalika min sunnati. Oh my beloved youngster, if it is possible for you, in other words, you should do this, that every morning you rise in this condition, and every evening you have this condition, that you have no malice whatsoever in your heart for any person, then do so, because this is my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Whosoever loves my sunnah, he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So Rasulullah says that become keys, miftah lil khair. Honor your Muslim brother. Honor your Muslim brother and sister. Show them due respect, your elders. ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah says that person who does not have mercy upon our young ones, our little children, he's got no mercy for them. وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا, and he has got no respect and honor for the elders. وَلَمْ يَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ يَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and he does not command good and forbid evil. لَيْسَ مِنَّا, he is not from us. إِيَّاكُمْ وَسُوءَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. A very powerful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, beware of causing disunity in the ummah. فَإِنَّا الْحَالِقَةِ, it shaves off deen. Not shaving the hair. You're actually shaving the deen. We have a piece of cloth, a fabric. We have threads which are woven tightly together. And that brings out a nice garment for us. But if somebody takes a scissors, it begins to cut this garment, then all those threads are now, have become loose. So the fabric of this ummah, ask ourselves, are we strengthening this fabric? Or are we becoming such that we are tearing this fabric of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Each one of us, we've got a responsibility first to Allah Rabbul Izzah, and then to fellow human beings, And if we fulfill these obligations upon us in a beautiful way, in a sincere way, full of mercy and compassion, then we are going to be that vibrant ummah, that powerful ummah, that prosperous ummah, which was found in the time, in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khulafa'i Rashidun, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the golden era, the golden period of Islam. There was sukoon that prevailed. There was no fear of enemy then. Why? Sahaba dealt with each other with kindness. They did not deceive the Muslim brothers. They didn't involve themselves, indulge in fraud. They didn't harm the next person. They didn't sit like vultures every day waiting to prey on a Muslim brother and sister and to look and search for his weakness so that I can make it viral. No. They would cover the false. They would conceal the false. They would have such brotherhood that imagine they were actually prepared. And examples, history bears testimony to this. There are so many examples in the lives of Sahaba, the Salaf al-Salihin, such love for his Muslim brother and sister, that he actually gives whatever he has in his means to his Muslim brother and sister who was in need. To the extent that even when he was dying out of thirst, we have read this in Fazail al-Amal, the battlefield, Sahabi is dying out of thirst. Al-Atash, he calls out for water. I'm thirsty. I'm dying out of thirst. Somebody brings his water. He's almost going to take a sip of the water, perhaps just to survive. And not far away, he hears his Muslim brother also crying for the same. Al-Atash. So he gives preference, ithar. He gives preference to his Muslim brother. And so the water is given to him. And he hears the same. And the next person hears the same until it comes back to the first person. But he had already left this world. And like that, all of them passed away. They became shuhada. But they gave preference to the Muslim brother. Do we have an example in our society today? Like the beautiful example which I have given several times in this masjid of Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajri radiallahu ta'ala, that very handsome sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whom Rasulullah made a special dua. Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan. Wallah, make him be a guide and make him be guided himself. He was unable to sit firmly on a horse. And Rasulullah sends him on an expedition. Ya Rasulullah, la athbutu ala al-khayl. I will fall off. I cannot sit firm. Rasulullah strikes his chest and he makes a dua for him. And then he is able to ride very swiftly. Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala sends his servant to purchase a horse for him. And the servant goes and he purchases his horse. Jarir asks him, how much did you pay? He said, I paid 300 dirhams for it. 300? Who sold you the horse? Show me the person. Why? He says, you paid too less for the horse. You paid too less. I need to pay more for the horse. And he's going and people ask him, what are you up to? He say, no, I need to pay more for this horse. Are you going crazy? Are you going mad? Are you majnoon? He says, no. He goes and he tells the seller, I'll give you 400. He said, no problem. He looks again, he says, no. I think he deserves more. What about 500? This man is happy. Eventually he pays 800 dirhams for that horse, which he originally got for 300 dirhams. He pays 800 dirhams. He's returning with the horse. People ask him, how much you paid? He says, I paid 800. Have you gone crazy? He says, no. Why have you paid so much then? He says, بَايَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَىٰ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَالنُّصْحِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. When I pledge allegiance to Rasulullah, when I gave my hand and I gave bay'ah, Rasulullah gave me bay'ah, I put his hand in his hand. At that time, Rasulullah took a promise from me. And what is the promise? That I will establish my salah. My 5 times salah, I will read it on time. Wa ita'i zakah, I will discharge my zakat. And I'll be a well-wisher for every Muslim. وَالنُّصْحِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. This is what you call altruism, where you genuinely, sincerely desire the best for your Muslim brother. You've got no ulterior motives. You're not deceiving him in any way. You're genuine. These are the teachings of our Islam. And how wonderful it would be if, first of all myself, and the weakest of all of you, I promise you that, may Allah give me the tawfiq of making amal on what I'm saying. Let us not become those who are demolishing the efforts of our forefathers in this country and in the entire globe for that matter. The effort they made, the effort they put in, they built these beautiful masajid and madaris, and they made an effort for deen to be preserved in our country and all the other countries of the world. They had that sincerity, they had that compassion, they had that tolerance, they would forgive one another, they would share with one another, they would give preference to others, they would show love for humanity. Let us not become demolishers of all the efforts. Rather, we should maintain and continue their beautiful legacy and bring about these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. Somebody mentioned very beautifully. He said, "Maine bahut insaan ko dekha, jis par libas nahi tha." I saw many people in my life, human beings, who had no clothing on their bodies because of the impoverished nature. They were poor. They had no clothing, they had no food. And we find many like that in the world. May Allah grant all of us afia. May Allah give us the ability to assist people who are downtrodden, they are poor, they are needy, they don't have the means of survival. So he says, "Maine bahut se insaan ko dekha, is par libas nahi tha." They didn't have any clothing. And then he says, "Maine bahut libas ko dekha, I saw many clothing, jiske andar insaan nahi tha, in which I couldn't find a human being, a genuine, true human being." My respected brothers, this is something for myself, for all of us, this food for thought. We have to now sit and ponder. What are we doing? Where are we heading towards? Aren't we that beautiful ummah? Aren't we answerable in the day of Qiyamah? How will it be when we're going rushing to Rasulullah and desiring the water from the Hawdi Kothar? And what if Rasulullah looks at us with a sad face and he turns his Mubarak face away? And then we realize that we had, instead of building up this ummah, we destroyed the efforts of our forefathers and the mashayikh and the ulama in this ummah. So let us become such that we have a large heart. A large heart. Accommodate. Forgive. Become tolerant. Guide one another. The salient feature of a believer, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Believers are friends. They help us. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. In a very kind way. In a nice way. Diplomatic way. You command the person to do good. You stop him from evil. With love, with muhabbah. And you bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, if we do this, then we will find unity. Then we will find that this nation again becomes a vibrant nation. The teachings of Rasulullah are such, respected brothers, are such. And look at the pinnacle of character, akhlaq, generosity. Where Rasulullah says, "Rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtada." May Allah have mercy. May Allah have mercy upon that man who is lenient to his client, who is lenient to his his fellow Muslim when he purchases something, when he buys something, when he sells something, when he purchases something, when he collects his debts from some person, he's given a loan, he's not harsh and cruel. When it is time for the person to pay, in a very nice, polite manner, picks up the phone, but nicely tells him, "Brother, you owe me, please, can you pay me my debts?" And then one step further, "Man andhara mu'asiran aw wada'a anhu." That person who gives respite, more time to pay for the debtor, the creditor says, "Okay, you can pay me in a month's time, 2 months' time." Oh, even more than that, a wada anhu. He actually waves off that death. أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ وَمَا لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Allah will give him shade on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no shade but the shade of Allah. A person, كَانَ يُدَيِّنُ النَّاسِ, he would give people money, he would lend people money, he would give them loans. And he would tell his attendant, listen here, be kind, be lenient. Don't pressurize them. The man can't pay, don't take anything. Overlook. Perhaps لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَتَجَاوَزَ عَنَّا. Perhaps Allah would overlook our faults. Exactly like that when he passed on. He had hardly any good deeds. Hardly any good deeds. So Allah says, tell me what good you did. He said, Ya Allah, it was just in my nature that I would overlook the debts that people owed me, the monies they owed me. And I would say, perhaps Allah, you will forgive me. Allah will say, go, I have pardoned you, I have forgiven you. Respected brothers and sisters, nikah also today, but I didn't dedicate the bayan on your nikah, because we had many nikah bayans in the last few weeks. But just in 2 minutes, to our brother Hamza, Hafiz Hamza, may Allah bless him and his wife, with a beautiful life of barakat and afiyat, and Allah protect them. I will share with you an apple today, and have done this previously. I'm not giving you any cell phone or iPhone or anything. Just remember apple. A, bring in your life, in your married life, Allah. If you have Allah with you, in other words, you're obedient to Allah, then everything will come right. P, praise your wife. Most of us forget to praise our wives. We praise everybody else's wife, but our wife. You'll know the famous story, and everybody has a nice laugh about it. When that one Maulana was invited to somebody's house, and then after the meals, so behind the parda, he thanked the woman for, mashallah, such beautiful food, delicious food, you know. May Allah bless you, and you've cooked so well. And then she begins to cry. The husband says, what is wrong with you? Hazrat making dua for you, crying. She says that first, I mean, this man, first time he ate in my house, and he's so grateful, and he praises my cooking. You're living with me for 40, 50 years, not a single day you ever praise my cooking. So he realizes his mistakes. The next day, the entire day he's rehearsing that I must praise my wife for the beautiful food that she cooks. And the evening he goes home and he's smiling and he eats, and then he praises his wife and he says, mashallah and shabash, how wonderful you cooked. She begins to cry again. He says, now what's the problem? He said, today when I took a break and the neighbor's wife sent food, now you're praising that food. Be genuine and praise them. They're human beings. So Allah, then praise. Give her privacy. Very common today. You're living with your family, perhaps with your parents, and sometimes it happens that your wife doesn't have a privacy. So anybody can come into her room whenever they want and open her cupboards and her drawers. Oh, give her privacy. She's a human being. And then L, show her true, genuine love. Look at the hasira of Rasulullah. I've mentioned so many incidents previously. The love Rasulullah had for his wives. And E, go the extra mile. This is the teaching of Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi Alayh. For all partnership, anything, he says, always go the extra mile. Then you will see so much of muhabba, so much of love, so much of unity. And overlook one another's faults, live with mutual understanding, with cooperation. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.